You're listening to Weekends Around the Northwest with Wendy Meister.
We are coming to you from La Conner. We are here at Skagit Bay Hideaway Bed and Breakfast. Coming up a little bit later on the show, we've got Cindy Tracy with Katie's Inn, another wonderful getaway. I have got Sharon Emerson joining me. Once again, Sharon is our travel expert with Cruise and Tour Planners, and she has been at it forever and ever and ever, and she just knows all the great tips, the things that we need to know when we're traveling. And Sharon, I'm thinking that I want to start today. Month to month, we have a whole different, you know, topic subject. So I'm thinking about airline tickets and the mystery surrounding the airline tickets. I mean, so many codes, so little time. How do we break them?
Right. Yeah, it's called a mystery, and it's a frustration because people don't know some things, and they get really upset trying to book their own air. And now with all the online sites where you go book your air, you still have to do all this research, and you still don't know what you're doing.
I know.
So you can be making huge mistakes, like you can be picking the wrong cities. So many of them have similar codes, like SAN is San Diego, SNA is Orange County. You know, you get your fingers twisted, and you could wind up somewhere that you don't intend to go. The code system is very complicated. That's why people sitting in the same row pay three different prices, because of all the codes. Thing you have to watch is, if you see the price in there, and you can live with it, you better book it, because these prices change three times a day.
Oh, that's the scary part.
Very scary.
Like you said, one person could pay, you know, $500, and then the next person could pay $1,200 or $1,300.
Right. And you don't know that, because you can't see in the background what all these codes are for all the different times of day, day of the month, and the airports. So this is why it's complicated. There's also the thing called hubs that now the airlines fly. You have to connect somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
You can get nonstops from the West Coast to the East Coast, but if you hit a hub, it's cheaper to go that way. So there'll be a hub city where connections take place all over the country. Every airline has different hubs. So you want to pick your hub based on the time of year. For instance, if you're flying in the wintertime, try not to fly, and you're in the West Coast, try not to fly through the north. You could run into bad weather.
Mm-hmm.
So try to pick your hubs, say, through the south. And it might add a little time, but if you get stuck somewhere in a snowstorm for 2 or 3 days, whatever, it's worth it to pay a little more to make sure you're going to get where you're going.
Oh, that is so true. I mean, I have been in that situation before. You know, of course, I was on business. I couldn't get around it. Like, one of the places I was going was in BC, and I had to fly to, you know, past, kind of like in the bugaboos is what they call it there, past Whistler. And they couldn't, you know, they're flying out of Vancouver, and they couldn't land, and there was too much fog. And so we had to go back to Vancouver. I stayed in Vancouver a couple of days.
Yeah. I've tried coming from the East Coast to Seattle in November, and it was foggy, and we had to land in San Francisco. And that's another tip. When you're doing your carry-on, put clothes in there. Put change of underwear. Put things that you would need if you have to wind up in a different city and wait for a connection to get you back home.
Yeah.
So you could be sleeping on the floor in an airport somewhere if there's no hotel.
Yeah, and I've seen the situation before, and it's not only just your clothes, of course, if you're going to a cold climate, you know, and bringing something, you know, warm, even if you're flying somewhere hot, but you end up in a cold climate, you know what I mean? You need to have that extra stuff. But medication, a lot of times people will only book pack the only medication that they need for those days they think they're going to be gone.
Yeah, and they pack it in their check bag.
Mm-hmm.
Well, your check bag isn't going to meet you if you're flying to a different. They'll leave it on the plane, maybe, or they'll connect it to something else. The other thing is money. I have been in situations where I had to buy another ticket or buy food in the airport, and had no money. And I've seen people panicked because they didn't have any cash with them. Tuck some money away in a bag, in a pocket or something in case that happens.
Right, right. Now, what about some of the tricks of the trade in terms of the times to buy your tickets, for instance?
Well, normally the early morning flights and the late afternoon flights are by business people. And so they're going or they're coming home. So those are your higher price times. Try to pick a midday flight if you don't have to be somewhere at a particular time. And if you're catching a trip, a cruise, a tour, go the day before. You can never tell when you're going to have a hiccup with an airline.
Mm-hmm.
Say a crew doesn't show up or, you know, there's mechanical problems and
right.
you can't make your flight. So go the day before. But times a day used to be more important than now, but I still like to look later in the morning and early afternoon for the best times. And make sure you pick seats. If you get to the airport and you have not picked your seats, you won't get on that plane.
Mm, interesting.
Now, if the seats are all gone, like if you're going to fly tomorrow, that's a different thing. They hold a certain number of seats for airport check-in.
Right.
But if you haven't picked your seats, you will not get on.
Wow.
Yeah.
Now, what about changing rules of thumb for, you know, changing from domestic flights and international flights and all that other good stuff?
Right. I like to pull up a Google map of an airport and where I'm going to connect. If I'm going to go from, say, Seattle to London, or, well, London doesn't do a connection, but if I'm going to go through London to another place, pull up a map of the airport in London and see where you're going to come in and where you're going to go out. You might have to take a train. You might have to take a bus. You might have to walk to a different terminal. So when you do your connections and look for your times, give yourself at least an hour and a half.
Mm-hmm.
Even if you have to buy a sandwich or something or sit and nap, take a nap or whatever, but don't get a close connection because you might have to change terminals.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, one thing that you've said to me, you talk about price, and that's isn't always what you should consider. You should consider your ease of travel.
Right, right. Yeah, and that's where the connections come in.
Mm-hmm.
Because you want to go get there as fast as you can, but you also don't want to be connecting in from Seattle to Dallas to get to New York City.
Right, right.
It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah. And
those are in there.
Right, right.
They have those in there. But pick something else. Keep scrolling through.
There you go.
Until you find what you want.
And then finding just the right site or the right place, or the smart thing to do, in my opinion, is to have a travel agent like yourself. Because you guys kind of guide us through some of these problems and these things that we, miscellaneous things that do come up.
Yeah, there's a lot of things that we know and ways that we can help. And it doesn't mean that I'm always going to get the lowest price.
Yeah.
The other thing is, when you're looking online and you put in one person, so you really have three of you going,
right?
You're not going to get the same price. You've got to put in how many people. Don't just pick one person.
Mm-hmm.
So, because that one seat may be fine for you, but when you go back to book three, you don't have that one seat at that price. Now you got to go to a different price level.
Right, right. And you know, you were talking earlier about, you know, just be sure to be prepared. I mean, because things can happen. Things can get canceled. You could miss a connection. And these things that could occur. And there's just little things that you should do, some etiquette things in terms of the ticket, you know, the person you're dealing with. And talk about that.
I have seen it. I have been there. I've watched it happen. You get cranky or mad or start pounding on the counter and yelling at these people aren't the ones that are the problem.
Right.
The ticketing people, they're merely employees, and you start screaming and yelling at them, your bag's going to go somewhere else. I guarantee I watched it happen. And I was told by a ticketing agent, when a guy ahead of us was just irate. And she says, I said, I'm so sorry he's giving you such a bad time. She says, don't worry, his bag's going somewhere else. You know, they have their ways of doing it. But please and thank you.
Yeah, it goes a long way.
Thank you. Well, and they may get you an upgrade.
Yes.
Happened to me.
Exactly.
So my husband is over the top polite. I mean, he gags me. I can't stand it.
Yeah, but
he gets the best of the best.
Yeah, and now what about and last but not least, before we head out, what about getting that extra travel insurance and things like that?
Oh, absolutely. Don't buy it through the airlines, though. You need a third person. It's called third person insurance.
Mm-hmm.
Call me. Call a travel agent. I use Travelex. You can go online and book it through their website. But don't buy the cruise lines insurance because it doesn't have enough coverage.
Okay. There you go. All kinds of great tips this month. Of course, I'm talking with Sharon Emerson, and she is the gal in the know with cruiseandtourplanners.com. She's also a travel teacher. I mean, Sharon, you have so many hats. I don't know how many to add here.
they're hanging on my wall.
You do. You have all kinds of hats. If you've got any questions for Sharon, give her a call directly at 206-367-7657, and you can check out her website and get her email address, all that good stuff, at cruiseandtourplanners.com. Well, thank you so much, Sharon.
Thanks, Wendy.
Coming up, we've got events going on in and around the Pacific Northwest with Chris Lund. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Chef Ron with Bennett's Restaurant, located in Grayland, Washington. We're really excited to be part of Weekends Around the Northwest and the audience that's listening. This is a really romantic, underdeveloped part of the Northwest Washington coast. When you get out here, this is going to be a fabulous dining experience for you. We don't mess around. We do food the old school way. We make our own sauces and soups and gravies, right down to our tartar sauce and cocktail. We have a lot of fun with fresh seafood, halibut, fish and chips, prime rib, awesome steaks, great seafood pastas, our seafood fettuccine. I mean, when you come to Bennett's, we don't mess around. You're going to receive some of the best customer service that's ever touched you, and we look forward to seeing you and feeding you. Make sure you stop by and visit us. We really look forward to seeing you. Or visit us at bennettscoastalrestaurants.com. Our local phone number is 360-267-2350.
On your next getaway, discover a relaxing waterfront retreat where you can truly unwind. Panoramic ocean or lakefront views within spectacular Northwest settings. Where? Hallmark Inns and Resorts in Oregon and Washington. You'll find all the comforts of home and then some. Cozy fireplaces, in-room spas, and fresh Northwest cuisine. With two Hallmark locations on the Oregon coast, Cannon Beach and Newport, the opportunities for sightseeing, beachcombing, and exploring are endless. You'll also find interesting galleries and marine exhibits close by. In Washington, the best Western Hallmark Inn and Conference Center in Moses Lake is your hub for unique outdoor adventures, including hunting, fishing, hiking, and more. Whichever Hallmark you choose, you'll find a family atmosphere close to all the action and attractions. For more information and to make reservations at Hallmark Inns and Resorts, call 1-888-448-4449 or visit us on the web at hallmarkinns.com.
Hi, Wendy Meister here. In doing Weekends Around the Northwest, I have traveled to some amazing getaways. I bring home all kinds of cool ideas and try to incorporate those into my own home. But this time of year, I am more interested in clearing out some of that clutter and creating a clean new look around the house. That's why I love Closets by Design, Seattle Tacoma, because I find creative design specialists who will help me add attractive storage space for any area of my home that needs organizing. Whether it's adding a gorgeous walker reach-in closet, organizing my laundry or pantry room, or taking the garage a step further by transforming our workshop, garden center, or arts and crafts area. Closets by Design can help me pull it all together with style. For more information or to schedule an in-home design consultation for your own home, call Closets by Design Seattle Tacoma directly at 253-896-4800 or visit their website at seattle.closetsbydesign.com.